to put your ego and fear aside and show the solution to a problem is one of the most selfless things that I believe that you can do. So when you see a really good salesperson out there, it's because they have decided to set themselves aside and let themselves get so convicted by this message of knowing that they can help people. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. I have to tell you, you guys, I just recorded a 20-minute podcast for you and it did not record. I did not have one of my mics on, so I'm a little bit bummed out right now. And I simultaneously am going to turn it back on and record this again. But I just have to tell you, all of you out there who have a podcast or anything like this, where you're like, you got to be kidding me. Like you just take 1 minute to be like, you're kidding. And you try to find it and it's not there. And then you have that like, oh my God. And you just have to let it go and move forward. And I think of that so much just in business, in life, we've all done it. Whether it's on Instagram, you've made the best post of your life, took you forever to write it and boom, Instagram loses it. And you can either get mad or you can look at it as practice for this next podcast. You guys, I better crush this podcast because I just totally did the entire rehearsal for it. So there you go. Happens to everyone. And just remember, literally, how fast can you pick yourself back up from it, right? Are you going to get up and get frustrated? Are you going to sit right back down 1 minute later and record? So here we go, guys. All right. I just got back from Stagecoach, which if you don't know what that is, it's like one of the largest country music festivals that there are. And it was so much freaking fun. I'm really working hard. Chris and I are working hard to schedule more fun into our lives, like things that we really want to be doing. Because number one, life is real short, everyone. Life is really, really short. And it had been years since I've gone to any concert, any live music. I've always wanted to go see a country band and I've never been to a country show ever. So this was so much fun. I went all in. I did the outfits. I did the whole thing. Don't regret it. I am obsessed. Like I swear all I want to do is wear cowboy hats now and belt buckles. I'm like all in. I'm all in, you guys. So if you see that, it's because of Stagecoach. But the thing that I loved about Stagecoach and about anything like this, any live music, theater, anything, I love seeing people in their dream. And when I was there, I really let myself like really sit in that. Like when I would hear people singing, and Chris Stapleton's like one of my favorite artists ever. So watching him and just hearing his genius and just being like, oh my God, these people are smack dab in the middle of their dream right now. And the hard work that they've had to put in and how they showed up on stage, even though we don't know, they might've just come off of another show. They might've just been traveling all day long. They might have shit hitting the fan at home. Like you don't know, because a true professional just realizes they're in the middle of their dream and shows up anyway and gives the show and performance of their life. And that's what I want you guys to remember any day of your business is, yeah, you might be having a bad day, but if you have a meeting with someone else, if you have something that's important to someone else, if you have to show up for people, it's our responsibility to put ourselves aside and to show up and check our energy and to give our all and remember that this is what we wanted. This is what we once dreamed of. So right now, if you're in a really hard spot in your business, this is what you once dreamed of, right? And honestly, being an entrepreneur and being in business is just solving problems every single day. So how can we be grateful to have problems to solve that are ours and not someone else's? So today I want to talk to you about selling, because I think there's a lot of people out there who have a product or they're creating something right now, or they want to launch a platform. Maybe you're creating a course right now. Maybe you are creating a product, but you don't like selling. And I want to tell you, these two go hand in hand. You can't do one and not like the other. You actually have to learn how to fall in love with selling. Today, that's what I want to do. I want to share with you why you need to fall in love with it and why it's actually doing people a favor. But first, I want to ask, why are we so afraid of it? Is it fear of rejection? Is it fear of feeling uncomfortable? Is it a lack of confidence? Do you feel like you're bothering people? Do not like the pressure? And I would ask you to take some time to see, is it that you are afraid that you're going to be rejected and people aren't going to like you? Because if that's the case, you may be just selling to the wrong people. Maybe you need to do some self-work around the fact that you're fearing people not liking you. Maybe there's some worthiness issues there. Maybe it's who you're around. Maybe you need to start to realize that you're not going to be selling to your friends. Maybe you need to create a new audience. Maybe you need to work harder on audience acquisition. Maybe you need to work harder on adding more value to your current audience around the thing that you're going to be selling, right? Make sure that it's aligned with the thing you're going to be selling. You don't want to be adding value around, let's say, selling cars or how to buy the perfect car, what the best car is out there, and then selling a totally different product, right? Selling a computer. You need to make sure that the value that you're adding is in alignment with the thing that you're going to be launching. So how can you become known as the expert in that thing? So who are you around? What are they thinking? Remember that you're not going to be selling to them if these are the people that you're afraid of. You need to start adding more value in that particular area. But you guys, why is sales a good thing? Sales is a good thing because without sales, we don't have a business. You have to really understand this. What you're selling is how you're going to connect with your customer. It's going to be the way that you provide value to your customers. And when people pay, they pay attention. I have to tell you, you have to let this sink in. The biggest transformations in my life were the things that came with the biggest price tags. And because I paid that amount, I showed up and I paid attention. So if you were afraid of charging your people and if you are afraid of sales, then you simultaneously are saying that you don't believe in the transformation that you are selling. And if you don't put a price tag on it, they will not transform. If they do not see it, you're not giving them the opportunity to find a way to solve their problems. So sales is one of the greatest things that you can do to put your ego and fear aside and show the solution to a problem is one of the most selfless things that I believe that you can do. So when you see a really good salesperson out there, it's because they have decided to set themselves aside and let themselves get so convicted by this message of knowing that they can help people. So if you are willing to go all in and truly become the person that creates transformation, you need to fall in love with what sales actually is. And sales is outspoken solutions. Sales is simply an outspoken person with a lot of solutions who is committed to showing up and getting out of their own way to truly help people. It is so important that if you have a good product, that you become a good salesperson. It is the most selfless thing that you can do. So I want to share with you some quotes that I'm obsessed with that really, really help put into perspective why you need to become a great salesperson. Brian Tracy says, "Selling is not about pushing products. It's about understanding people and helping them to solve their problems." Tom Mokel says, "If you believe in what you're selling, you'll never have to sell a day in your life." Why? Because you will be so convicted, you guys. You'll be so convicted that all you'll be doing is talking. Have you ever like bought an incredible pair of blue jeans or had the most amazing smoothie of your life or had an incredible coffee that actually just like you look forward to every single day? You're not selling, are you? You're like, "Girl, look, I know that this coffee shop is 10 miles from you, but I swear to God, it is the best coffee you'll have in your life. It is like chef's kiss, delicious treat. Put on a podcast, drive your ass over there, enjoy the journey to this coffee, savor the coffee. It's going to change your life. Like, yes, this coffee is $12. Like, who knows? Whatever, right? Let's put a high price tag on it." Even if someone said that, look, let's go crazier. Let's go crazier, you guys. "This coffee is $15, but I promise you, you're going to feel so freaking good. It's like the perfect amount of caffeine. Like you feel energized. It's the most delicious thing you'll have all day. And I tell you, I drive 10 miles myself to go get this $15 cup of coffee." Did I sell you on something that sounds crazy, but now your curiosity is actually piqued? Like, what the hell is this girl talking about? How amazing can this coffee be? Like, but you go and you do it. You have the best coffee experience of your life. from the most amazing freaking barista you've ever met, who's so sweet, asks you how you are, maybe tells you something amazing about the day. And you're like, oh my God, I'm doing this. I'm taking this drive, this 10-mile drive every single day, paying $15 for this damn coffee. And I literally can't believe it. This seems insane. But to me, this is so valuable. Allow yourself to get that convicted by your message that you're never even selling.
Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you that this podcast, Earn Your Happy, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. Truly, this is like one of the most exciting things that has ever happened to me. I'm telling you, I no longer feel like I'm doing this alone, and I actually get to collaborate with the people who host the podcast that I'm obsessed with, like that I have been listening to myself, who inspired me to start a podcast, who have taught me about how to go and do the thing, like the original people who got me motivated through listening to their podcasts. You guys, a bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and to support shows and brands that we believe in. And one of my friends are also on this network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to their show. You guys, I just had Danielle Canty on of the Boss Babe podcast. She co-hosts it with her other amazing co-host and one of my friends, Natalie Ellis. You guys, you can go check out that podcast on mine. It's episode 925, and Danielle and I talk all about burnout and how that could be showing up in your life, and most importantly, how to prevent it. But I want to tell you, if you have not gone and checked out the Boss Babe podcast yet, go subscribe, because it is one of the largest online communities for ambitious women and female entrepreneurs. And I know that if you're listening to the show, chances are that's probably you. You guys, they have 3.6 million followers and 380,000 subscribers. The Boss Babe podcast is the place where they share real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. Most of all, you guys, truly, these women are in my life. Danielle and Natalie are people that I text on a weekly, monthly basis when I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck. What should I do? I tune into their podcast, you guys, to learn. Even though they're my friends, I am still like crazy obsessed with this podcast because I learn something new every single time I listen. It makes me be a better podcaster. It makes me be a better businesswoman. It just makes me be better and more confident out in the world because they're so real and raw. And I can tell you that in the moments where I have had horrible days, down days, I've either gone and listened to this podcast or I've texted them, because these are the people who truly get it. You want to listen to the people who are walking in the same footsteps that you are. You guys, go check out the Boss Babe podcast. You're not going to be sorry. And it's just going to like make you way smarter, and you're going to have way more fun. So go check it out.
Right? Or what about a pair of blue jeans? Like, let's put a high price on these too. Like, girl, yes. Okay. These jeans are $180, but let me tell you, these are the jeans I reach for every single day. And I swear to you, they just get better and better and better with every wash. Like, I don't care how I'm feeling that day. If I have somewhere to go, I put these on. They look great with a turtleneck. They look great with a white button up. They look great with a crop top. Like, literally, these are the go-to. You won't need to buy another pair of jeans for a really long time. Guess what? You're buying these jeans. Like, you're going to buy them because I'm so convicted by the fact that I love these jeans so much. And do I feel like I just sold? Hell no. I feel like I'm doing you a favor. I feel like I'm doing you a favor so much so that I'm literally saying, you have to trust me on this. The investment is worth it. Like, I believe that if you put this much money down, you're not only going to not feel bad about it, that you're going to call me after wearing these damn jeans and you're going to be like, holy shit, thank you so much. I've never felt so hot in my entire life in these blue jeans. Like, that is where we want to get to, is never forgetting what you do. Like, listen, this changed my life. This is why I created this. This is what I want for you. This is what I see for you. This is what's going to happen for you. Like, just trust me on this one. That's where you need to allow yourself to get with selling. So the next quote I want to share with you is Gary Vaynerchuk. Selling is about creating a connection with another human being and finding a solution to their problems. Are you willing to be selfless enough to set your ego aside to sell the solution to a problem that somebody needs? Are you willing to work on yourself, to work on your confidence, to work on your ego, to work on letting go, to saying, who the cares about what these other small minds think who don't even need the solution, who aren't willing to invest, who honestly aren't willing to even change or transform, but why do I care about what they think? And I'm robbing all of these other people whose lives could change, who could then become the next ripple effect, who could then become the next leader and help other people. Like, are you really going to rob people of their transformation because you care about what Mary in Idaho thinks of you on Facebook, who you have no idea? You have no idea who she is, and she has a freaking cat picture as her profile pic, and that's going to get to you? You guys, this is genuinely important. This stuff truly matters. And I want to share with you, when I was first in network marketing and I started making some pretty good money off of it, I had a group of people that I knew really well, actually, who had gone to my gym for a while. I'd open up a gym and then I had started network marketing, and they were some clients of mine who would come to some of my workouts. I had a girl start to talk about me and what I was doing online, and she started sharing it with all of the other people at my actual workout. She started talking about me, like, in these groups while she was in my gym and while I was there. Like, this was all behind my back, and she would be out in the parking lot and trying to recruit people to think that I was a bad person while she's working out in my gym. Like, why come to the gym? This makes zero sense to me. Why do you keep coming then? All right. So this is how close to home it was. And this is, you know, can this happen to you? Yes, of course. So she was saying to all of these women who were paying me, don't go to her anymore. Don't go to her classes. Don't pay her for personal training because she's only in it for your money. Okay. This is comical, you guys. This is comical. So when I had these women come to me and say, hey, this girl is saying this stuff about you, like, literally in the parking lot, like, telling us we shouldn't go, we should go to this other gym, like, recruiting us to go to this other gym. And I'm like, okay, why? Like, this is so crazy. And they said, she's saying that you're selfish and you just want money. Like, you're just in it for the money. And so I had this moment, and my rebuttal to this woman who came to me with this info, I go, of course I'm in it for the money. This is my business. I need to get paid. If I didn't get paid, I couldn't help you. I wouldn't show up to help you guys transform because I need to be supported in order to support this message. And I remember thinking, that is the stupidest thing I have ever heard in my entire life. Of course we do this for the money, but not only that, we also do it to transform people. But what I need for you guys to get is that if anybody ever says that, or they're just in it for the money, yeah, you need to make money. Your message needs to be supported. Your service needs to be supported, because if it's not, you don't show up for them. You don't show up for them. So if I was only in it for the money, I guess that's one thing. But if you're getting a service from me and you're transforming and I'm committed to your transformation, then that is what we call, my friends, an equal energy exchange. You paid me for something that I promised, and I am showing up for the promise. Where people go wrong is when they overpromise and underdeliver. But my entire career has been about underpromising and overdelivering. So let yourself off the hook. And the next time someone says that, say, hell yes, I'm in it for the money. That's how I keep showing up. And I also am in it for your transformation just as much, if not more. Because if women especially do not start becoming unapologetic with the fact that we want to make money, that we would love to make big money, because big money makes big change. You need to get so comfortable with saying, yeah, I love money. Money creates opportunities. Money creates choice. Money helps you get out of situations that you don't want to be in. we're no longer making decisions because, oh, we're stuck here. Oh, we have to. Oh, I have to stay in this relationship that isn't good for me or even abusive. I've absolutely seen that where it's not a choice because they feel like they can't leave because they can't get right with money. This is everything. Money creates choice, opportunity, freedom, and it helps free others. The more money you make, the more opportunities you create. And that's what you need to get. That's what you need to get. The more people you can inspire and the more people you can change. Money makes big impact. So money comes from sales, you guys. And you need to fall in love with sales. You have to get so excited about it. And remember that if someone comes at you, to remember how ridiculous it is what they're saying and that they just need to work on their money mindset and know that sales is service. Sales is the ultimate sacrifice and service of your ego and putting yourself aside to say, I have what you need. And I am literally going to put myself aside and my fear aside to let you know that I have it. And I'm going to be so convicted by this message that I'm actually asking you to trust me so that you show up for this thing, right? I've had moments in network marketing where I say, you have to trust me on this. What do you have to lose? Especially if you have a money back guarantee, you guys, if you have a 1 week or 1 month, you say you can get your money back. But what I want you to do is lean in and trust me because so far you haven't done something that's committed you enough. You haven't put your money down. You haven't put your money where your mouth is yet. And this is what's keeping you from committing to your transformation is that you're half in. You don't pay for it. You don't say this is scary. You don't take the big leap. And that is why you're not committing yet. And I need you to listen to me and say, this is going to be the moment that changes me because I'm going to commit. I'm going to put the money down. I'm going to do the scary thing. And that's why you're going to show up. This is what I tell people. This is why I did so well in network marketing is because I asked them to trust me and say, so far, you haven't been able to commit to your goal and get the result that you want. And it's because you keep saying no to the commitment or you keep saying no to not putting the money down. And this scary thing is the reason why you're now going to get the transformation is because you're going to commit today to me, to this, and we're going to move forward together. And this transformation and this payment is going to be the reason why you pay attention. This is going to be the reason why you commit. These were the phone calls that I would have with people. And I couldn't have those until I believed it. And I was okay with even them being upset, right? Or, hey, this didn't work for me. Great. I told you that this may not look right. Like this could be the game changer. Or if it doesn't work, then you get your money back. Great. Take your money back. I let go and let it be okay if they're mad at me. Let it be okay that they couldn't commit. Let it be okay that they didn't actually try the product, right? They tried it for a day. 2 days, whatever. That's okay, guys, because the ones who find you are going to love you. You're going to start getting the people who get the transformations, and you're going to stop caring about the people who couldn't commit. I promise. All right. I hope this helps you go all in. I pray this recorded because, I can't do it again, even though I would. I'd take my 1 minute and I'd do it again. All right. I love you guys so much. Until next time, earn your happy and go out there and sell. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group.
Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.
Hey, all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show, and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're going to love it.